If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are approaching the month of Ramadan, and since this is the month of mercy upon mankind by God, and in fact, this is Ramadan Kareem, and we are trying to ask our dear audience to have us, in fact, and our names or our memories in their prayers, in their supplication, wherever they are, whenever they can. And we do that too, in fact. We are going to, in fact, devote a couple of programs just as a kind of, introduction to this month, this great month, Ramadan, and in fact, some of the laws related to fasting and the month of Ramadan itself, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said, up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahth al-Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahth al-Kharij, he started Bahth al-Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Sheikh Javid, if a traveler does not know that fasting is forbidden for him or her, all right?
Yeah.
And she or he still continues fasting.
Yes.
Is his or her fast valid, first of all? What about his prayers or her prayers?
Mm-hmm,
are right. they... Or should they be, in fact, offered in full or not?
Yeah, you're right. Because many Muslims, Shia Muslims living in Sunni-dominated or populated countries are very much under the impression of Sunni culture, Sunni beliefs, and they have no information, no idea what about traveling,
mm-hmm.
and when they travel, they think they should fast because of ignorance, and of course they are inculpable in their ignorance. In other words, they are innocent in their ignorance, and when you are innocent, of course you do not have to repeat the fast. The mm-hmm. fast is deemed valid in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if you are praying, and when it comes to prayer also, this is a general law, a general criterion, the religious authorities have said that if a person, even forgetfully, not only out of ignorance, if a person is ignorant or because of forgetfulness,
mm-hmm.
offers full prayers, and then he remembers or he comes to know that he was supposed to offer shortened prayers, those full prayers suffice for the shortened prayers, and he's not. It's not necessary for him to repeat the prayer.
Mm-hmm, I see. Sheikh Javid, we all know that according to all religious authorities, that if you have missed, for example, a fast or missed a prayer, these are the rituals that need to be replaced with their qaza, right?
Yes, you're right.
So if it happens that some people, in fact, have some of these missed, let's say, fast, but they are still, like from the previous Ramadan,
yes.
all right?
Yeah.
And they are still either sick or unable to offer its qaza.
Yes.
Or their qaza. How should they go about the qada of their fast and also their prayers?
Yeah, of course, many Muslims, as I see these days, are observing fast because these are shorter days, and also we are in the month of Sha'ban, and many people want to achieve the reward of fasting in the month of Sha'ban. Now, there are some Shia Muslims who have qada,
mm-hmm.
Prayers and fasts. Of course, if a person is able to mm-hmm. give the qada of the fast, he should take quick action, and he should not wait for the next year to come to
yes.
offer. Because if a person deliberately delays the qada of the fast, then it will be necessary for him to give a penalty, and that penalty maybe it depends on the number of the fast he has missed. If
mm-hmm.
he has missed one complete month of fast, then he has to give 30, 30, he has to feed, let's say, 30 poor Shia Muslims for postponing, for delaying the qada of the fast. And every poor individual must be fed with 740 grams. In fact, he can give 750 grams of food to different poor Muslim, because it's not the kafara for breaking fast intentionally. It is the kafara for delaying the qada of the fast. If a person happens to delay, he should give 750 grams of food stuff. It could be noodles, it could be rice, it could be bread, it could be flour, anything like that. It can be given to the poor Shia Muslims. Now, if a person is sick, of course, it depends on whether he was sick last year and the sickness continued and he did not recover. If that is the case, it's not wajib, it's not obligatory for him to give any qada. He should give only 750 grams of foodstuff for each day, as a fidya. That's called fidya, not kafara, because he was sick, and a sick person is not supposed to fast. Fasting becomes haram for him when it is feared, or when one is certain that fasting is harmful.
Yeah.
or it hampers his recovery.
Yes,
you see?
Exactly.
That's not permissible, because it's haram for us to fast when it in fact injures our health and when it becomes harmful.
Okay.
So if the sickness continues, then he is not supposed to fast. He should give fidya, and in the next year also, even if he recovers and regains his health, it's not necessary for him to give any qada.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the rules in the month of Sha'ban, just before we enter the month of fasting and the month of mercy, the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Javid, it happens to some people, I guess, that they are, for example, travelers, but they still fast.
Yeah.
All right. Is their fast okay? Is their fast valid?
Well, just as I mentioned, if a person is ignorant, in the case of ignorance, and because of not knowing the rule of Sharia, one starts fasting, and because one is usually under the impression of the Sunni culture, Sunni beliefs, so such a person is inculpable. He is innocent in his practice, and therefore his fast is valid. He is not supposed to repeat the fast. But in the event of forgetfulness, in the event that one forgets, because a person knew the rule, he was fully aware of the fact that a traveler cannot fast, and he just, because of forgetfulness, he started fasting. So he is to blame, because he should have thought about it. He should, remembered it. And in this case, he should repeat the fast, and that fast is not sufficient.
But in the first case, when he's ignorant?
Yes, he's not supposed to repeat the fast that he observed.
The fast is okay.
Is okay, it's in order.
So there is, from what I understand, there is a difference between ignorance and forgetfulness in regards to both praying and fasting.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Not praying, but it's about fasting.
Yes.
Fasting.
What about praying?
Yeah. If you, because of forgetfulness, if you offer full prayers,
mm-hmm.
full prayers.
Yes.
You are not supposed to repeat it because full prayers is sufficient for mm-hmm. for qasr or shortened prayers.
I see.
But when it comes to, you know, to let's say to fasting, that you should repeat the fast
mm-hmm.
if you forgot to break your fast during the journey.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. I appreciate it. Thank you, my dear audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. So please do remember to keep us in your du'as and supplication. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو رحيم قدير محب